It's Check On Stories. We're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Well, about an inch and a half of sleet and some snow fell in some areas of our region last night. Other areas of our region only got a dusting, but it's back to work Monday today. In Cornwall, the town's water septic study group has agreed to amend the original agreement with WMC Engineering to allow for additional work on a study of West Cornwall's water and septic conditions. The Board of Selectmen also must approve the proposal. During a recent meeting, Group Chairman Todd Piker read a letter from the engineer, Stephen McDonald, who's been working on the project. The firm was hired to conduct the study due to concerns about the limited condition of water and septic facilities in the village center. It's believed upgrades would allow for expansion of services and attract new businesses and homeowners to the area. Town of Salisbury has a special meeting of the Board of Selectmen. That'll happen tonight at 6 p.m. Immediately after that, the Salisbury Board of Finance will have a special meeting tonight at Town Hall. In Kent, Park and Recreation Commission has their monthly meeting tonight, that at 7 p.m. at Kent Town Hall. Meanwhile, the Town of Kent Inland Wetlands Commission will be meeting tonight. That meeting is set for 7 p.m. at Kent Town Hall. The Kent Volunteer Fire Department has a special EC meeting. That'll be coming up at 28 Maple Street, and that is tonight at 7:30 in the evening. Regular meeting of the Sharon Board of Finance will be held at 7 p.m. The Southern Berkshire Regional School District Winter Concert, the Middle School Band and Chorus, that's at 7 p.m. at Mount Everett. Town of Kent Board of Finance meets their monthly meeting coming up at 7 p.m. at Kent Town Hall, second floor meeting. The North Canaan Zoning Board of Appeals will hold a meeting at 7 o'clock on Wednesday at North Canaan. Sharon Conservation Commission regular meeting is a Wednesday. That will meet at 7 p.m. Special town meeting in Salisbury coming up on Wednesday. That meeting is set for 7:30, and that is to vote on the transfer station proposal. On Thursday from 4 till 8 p.m., Housatonic Valley Regional High School, there'll be a Parents' Night Out fundraiser, a chance for parents to have their children looked after while they enjoy an evening. The children will have fun and watch movies. It's recommended for children ages 5 through 12, $20 per child or $50 for 3-plus children. To register, email mhunter@hvrs.org. An evening for SWASA, the 4th Annual Chicken Pot Pie Dinner, sponsored by the White Hart Inn, will be held on Thursday at the Inn's Hunt Room. $30 for dinner, which is a pot pie with mashed potatoes, dessert, and beverage. No alcohol is included. The evening will include a performance by the Housatonic. Dinner begins at 6 p.m. Seating is limited. Reservations are required. 860-435-0030. All proceeds from the dinner will benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association Youth Skiing Program. Now, Sharon will have a special town meeting coming up on December 20th. That will be to vote on the new financial proposals for the new transfer station. A holiday magic show will come up December 21st at 5 p.m. at the Hotchkiss Library, as they'll present a holiday show by magician Debbie O'Carroll. The show is for all ages. Registration is requested at 860-364-5041. More information at hotchkisslibrary.org. The public is invited to a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church, Main Street, on Friday, December 21st from 6 till 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there'll be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for the family. More information, contact Nicole at 518-242-9040. Hobby Horse Workshop coming up December 22nd with Tom Hooker Hanford. It'll be held at the Northeast Millerton Library from 1 till 2:30. It's a program for adults and children ages 5 and up. Reservations are requested as the class is limited to 25 attendees. To reserve a spot, contact the library at 789-3340. Learn the story of Christmas at the Cornwall Christmas Pageant on Saturday, December 22nd at 7:30. The snow date is Sunday the 23rd at 4 at the Congregational Village Meeting House on Bolton Hill Road. Bring a toy wrapped in white paper to donate to children in need. Those who want to be in the program pageant must attend rehearsal at 5:30 on Friday, December 21st. More information, contact Jane Prentice at 860-672-6101. The Interlaken Inn is hosting a special holiday brunch on Sunday, December 23rd from 11 until 2. 100% of the proceeds will be split equally between the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Squad and the Lakeville Host Company. The brunch buffet menu includes waffles, omelets, bacon, sausage, spinach quiche, mac and cheese, muffins, juice, coffee, and tea. $12.50 for adults, $6 for children 10 and under. Children under 4 are free. A special family price for 6 people aged 10 and over is $39. In addition to the brunch buffet, Santa's elves will be on hand to wrap your presents for a donation of $2 per gift. The gift wrapping station will have many gift wraps to choose from, and all proceeds again benefit Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Squad and the Lakeville Host Company. Reservations are suggested for those who don't want to wait. Support those two wonderful volunteer organizations. For reservations, 860-435-9878. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 24,100.51, the NASDAQ at 6910.67, and the S&P 500 at 2599.95. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.